E-Marketing for Entrepreneurs was held at Corporate College on Friday, May 4th. The conference had a lot of things going for it. A first-class keynote speaker in John Jantz, the author of Duct Tape Marketing, a great facility, a great slate of presenters, and a timely, interesting, and crucially important topic. Marketing in itself is a huge component of business, and learning about and using the numerous powerful and cutting-edge internet tools that are available makes the resulting combination, e-marketing, a must for your business toolkit. Maybe that's why the conference sold out in this its inaugural year. We caught up with event visionary Brad Kleinman on site at the show as it was winding down to hear his thoughts. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Brad, we're just coming to the end of a really successful e-marketing for entrepreneurs day here at Corporate College, and you were the visionary behind this and the implementer and all. What are your thoughts after the day?
Well, I'm just going to go off testimonials that I've already received because, of course, being in it and being behind the scenes and making sure that everything's running smoothly, I haven't really didn't get to be in too many of the sessions, but from what I've been getting in terms of testimonials and feedback has been unbelievable. People have really enjoyed not only the education and knowledge that they've been able to glean, but also the networking and community that they really felt during today. One of the coolest things about today was that a lot of the testimonials that I've gotten, a lot of the feedback has been, I didn't even know that Cleveland had all this talent, had all this expertise in this area. And it's amazing to see all of us getting together for one big event to celebrate Cleveland and celebrate the power of e-marketing and how it can grow our businesses.
You know, this is the first time for the event, and it sold out, which is in itself is kind of amazing. How did you know that there's a need or a demand for something? It sounds like it's kind of a niche subject, really, e-marketing.
Well, everybody needs to grow their business, and that's what's great about e-marketing is with the long tail that we talk about with Web 2.0, that we can reach certain niche markets, and we can do so inexpensively and with time efficient. And what's great about it is that really anybody can reach one more person, one more market through podcasting that you put up on iTunes, and one person that wouldn't have otherwise hears about your product or your service and learns about what you do, and maybe you can help them out and solve one of their problems. So,
you know, the quality of speakers was really something. From the keynote, you brought in John with his duct tape marketing, and you even had a 9-year-old girl present. Tell us about that.
Her name is Alexandra McDaniel. She's 9 years old. She's been running her business for about a year. She uses content management systems, CMS. She's got an entire e-commerce website. It's called her company is called Kids Roar, and actually her board of directors is completely made of kids. And they have the power to fire the adult workers, which is just unbelievable. But it's unbelievable. The first session that was sold out, of course, it was only a room of about 20, but there was so much of an interest from our participants about, boy, truly, and that's why the title is so easy, even a kid can do it. So many people were saying, boy, if I can see a 9-year-old do it, that's really going to be truly inspirational for me to go home and say to myself, come on, a 9-year-old can do it, I can do it.
So there was a wide range of expertise from some kind of novice, just business people who weren't really that into some of the technology to some really heavy hitters. We're all hoping there's going to be a second event in the series. Do you have plans for that already?
You can count on e-marketing for entrepreneurs being an annual event with our second one. I won't say for sure right now. I don't have the. You know, we haven't finalized the date, but I would say that it's going to be the first Friday in May next year as well. But also, you can expect a sales conference to come this October, first Friday in October, and that's going to focus on sales for non-traditional salespeople, entrepreneurs, engineers, artists. Everyone needs to know how to sell, and that's what we're going to be discussing all day. That day, expect a very similar type of atmosphere and networking components built into the entire thing.
One of the coolest things about this conference is that you ate your own dog food. You used e-marketing techniques to promote it via podcast and SEO and other techniques. Tell us about that.
Well, everything that John talks about in his books in terms of, well, first, of course, having a foundational marketing understanding and marketing strategy in your business and why you were doing the things that you're doing from a marketing standpoint, you need to have a good hold of that. But right, each e-marketing tactic that he talks about, whether it be blogs or RSS feeds, podcasts, we did our absolute best to try and permeate the community by approaching our market from multiple angles using all these different tools. So through Great Lakes Geek, Meet the Bloggers, Brewed Fresh Daily, Bazoodle, all the various speakers and sponsors and collaborators that we worked with, we were able to do that and use as many tactics as possible.
Okay, so for those people who either missed out on this because it was sold out or for some reason they didn't hear about it, they can actually find some of the content and the presentations out there. Where can they find that?
Yeah, we're gonna be updating the website soon with of course, some of the keynote was filmed by New Image Media, one of our platinum sponsors. They'll also be able to get certain sessions that were filmed thanks to New Image that we'll be placing up that you'll be able to watch the videos as if you were here. We're also going to, of course, place testimonials and get some pictures up there so that for those who weren't able to come, you can at least take a look and see what we did.
Well, I have to congratulate you. This was a great first event, and I'm looking forward to the second one. Great job, Brad.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.